he slipped his fingers under the carburetor and turned a little valve. Then he reeled his watch out of his pocket and checked the time. A smile spread across his mouth, and he yelled, "Loper, come get your tiller." Then he looked down at me and chuckled. "Clean living and patience have triumphed again, Pooch." Loper arrived moments later. Slim pointed to the machine and said, "Give her a twirl and see what she says." Loper stepped up to the machine and pulled on the starter rope. It chugged on the first pull and started on the second. Loper scowled, shook his head, muttered, pulled out his wallet, and shut off the machine. He handed $5 over to Slim.
"Here, may it bring you misery. What did you do?"
"Oh, not much. Overhauled the carburetor, blew out the lines, changed out the piston rings, replaced the head gasket. Thanks, Loper. We sure appreciate your business."
Slim flashed a grin and stuffed the money into his pocket. Loper was silent for a moment.
"Slim, suppose you've got two men standing side by side. How can you tell which is the boss and which is the hired hand?"
"Well, let's see. The hired hand's handsomer and looks quite a bit smarter."
Loper shook his head.
"Nope. The boss is the one who goes to town on an errand, and the hired hand's the one who plows the garden."
Slim's smile died.
"Now hold on."
Loper patted him on the shoulder.
"I don't know how you started that thing, buddy, but it was some kind of crooked deal. Never cheat the boss, Slim. Have a great day."
Then, whistling a tune, Loper hiked over to his pickup and drove away.